20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Well, I got to give Elliot Weiselberg credit, as I've been saying every single week for the last few weeks. It's amazing, even with the main seasons over in the Yeshiva League sports leagues, there are many sports that still continue and are still celebrating the championships and playoff seasons as we speak, and he's covering all of them, or at least as many as he can, and we thank him for it. Elliot Weiselberg, it's the Yeshiva League Sports Update on a Tuesday right here on a Rosh Chodesh morning at JM in the AM.
Thanks, Nachum. This week on the Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update, spring season championships are underway as boys JV and varsity soccer crown their victors. More surprises from the world of softball, where a number 8 seed will fight for the JV title, and in girls hockey and boys volleyball, one champion will defend their throne while another bows out, but it probably isn't the one that you expect. All that and more straight ahead. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weiselberg. We start off in boys soccer, where last Wednesday night saw both the JV and varsity championships up for grabs in Hafter. The JV game began the evening with DRS taking on TABC. The Storm looked well on their way to victory, holding a 2-goal lead as the third quarter came to a close. However, two quick DRS goals would not the score entering the final period of play. TABC, however, would regain the lead and hold it throughout the fourth, earning an 8-6 victory. Roy Shushan led TABC with 3 goals. Refi Minsky added 2 of his own with 2 assists. The varsity session would feature a lower scoring yet a much more entertaining matchup between Hank and SAR. Both teams entered the game undefeated and champions of their respective divisions. The Sting took a quick lead as a quick shot off the opening kickoff found its way into the back of the Hank net for a 1-0 lead that SAR would carry into the second. In the second quarter, Hank would equalize on a Mayor Levy goal, his first of 3 consecutive goals that would find the Hurricanes holding a 3-1 lead with 6.5 minutes left in the final frame. SAR would not go away quietly, surprising the Hank defense and putting home 2 goals in a minute and a half to even the game at 3 apiece. With the entire crowd hanging on every shot on goal, the two goalies were dominant forces as they were all night, and extra time looked to be a sure thing. But with 17 seconds left, a pass back to the Hank defensive line found its way to Yoni Gazal, who powered the ball into the SAR net to give Hank the 4-3 lead. Yoni Goldenberg would make one last save in the Hank net for the Hurricanes, and would then hold on for the championship victory. The only soccer championship to be determined is girls varsity, which will feature Central and Mayanote. In softball, varsity saw last year's runner-up May bow out 4-3 to YDE. The Thunder scored all 4 runs in the first inning to advance to the final. They await the winner of last night's Frisch Hillel semifinal. In JV, a surprising turn of affairs as 8th-seeded DRS continues this Cinderella run, having defeated JEC in the semis. The Wildcats will move on to face 6th-seeded MTA, who advanced after defeating Hafter 7-4. In girls softball, Mayanote and Frisch will meet up in the finals after dominating their semifinal opponents. Frisch blanked Flatbush 12-0, while Mayanote clobbered Central 14-2. That game will take place Thursday the 16th. Boys volleyball and girls hockey each saw upsets in their semifinal action. Defending champion Ramaz was upended in 5 sets by number 3 DRS, who took the deciding game 21-19. The Wildcats will move on to the volleyball championship game, where they will play undefeated SAR, who knocked off Frisch in straight sets. Girls hockey saw 2 come-from-behind victories last Tuesday night. Top-seeded Heschel yielded 2 first-period goals to Mayanote before storming back to pull off the 3-2 win. At the same time, in Kushner, the Cobras jumped out to a 3-1 lead on defending champion Frisch heading into the final period of play. But 2 Frisch goals in the last 4 minutes, including the equalizer with 1 minute left on the clock, would send the game to overtime. Halfway through the extra session, the 4th-seeded Cougars would complete the comeback on a shot from the point to send Frisch back to the championship, reaching the finals after a 2-4-2 regular season. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weiselberg.